Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Furniture throughout history has been both utilitarian and decorative, but the furniture in the temple wasn't only useful and beautiful, it was also highly symbolic. We noted the change in size for the bronze altar, now matching dimensions with the holiest of all. The God of redemption, pictured in the bronze altar, is also the God of righteousness, illustrated by the gold mercy seat. Likewise, there was a change from one laver to 10, and the addition of a massive container of water called the sea. The tabernacle's laver was a picture of self-examination, since it was made from the women's hand mirrors. The temple's bronze sea was made from the spoils of war. Yes, we share in the triumphs of the cross. Now what about those dimensions? Infidels, who miss all the meat in the passage, just pick at the bones. Here's what they fuss about. Quote, "Then he made the sea of cast bronze, 10 cubits from one brim to the other. It was completely round. Its height was 5 cubits, and a line of 30 cubits measured its circumference." 2 Chronicles 4, verse 2. Wouldn't this make the circumference to diameter ratio 3 to 1? We've known from school that the ratio is actually 3.14. Ah, but as every plumber is aware, one must know whether it's an inside or outside measurement. The thickness of the sea was a handbreadth, verse 5, and this, times 2, would make up the difference. But don't miss the point. Jesus explained that the priest's introductory bath pictures the believer's initial sanctification. Washings remind us of the need for ongoing sanctification, John 13, verse 8. Ultimate and complete sanctification will occur as we are transported into heaven itself, where the sea is crystal, Revelation 4, 6. No more need for cleansing there. Praise the Lord.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.